Son, never stop learning.
The Nile flooded on schedule each summer. That single habit made one of the earliest literate states possible. A student submitted homework titled Final V3, Actually Done. I stamped it, seen, regretted. The river's silt turned desert banks into wheat fields. Centralized storage followed. Scribes tracked grain. Pharaohs claimed the surplus as divine right. By 3150 BCE, the valley became one kingdom, not scattered villages. Old kingdom builders shifted from mud brick tombs to stone pyramids. They believed the king's preserved body would join the sun god Ra. The shift required organized labor, mathematics, and a state that could feed thousands of paid workers for years. The Rosetta Stone, found in 1799, carried the same decree in three scripts. Scholars matched the Greek text to the hieroglyphs. Suddenly, 3,000 years of records became readable instead of silent stone. The 1952 revolution replaced monarchy with a republic, yet the old pattern persists. A strong center still guards the same narrow strip of fertile land. Egypt's 5,000-year story turns on one causal chain. The Nile's predictable floods enabled agriculture. Agriculture funded centralized rule after unification around 3150 BCE, and that state structure made Egypt both magnificent and repeatedly worth conquering.